1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
All right, it's time for your phone tap. And I love the ones where girls met some guy online that they haven't actually spoken to before. And that first awkward phone conversation happens. I mean, those are not easy to do. And they especially don't go well when our own Jose Bolaños has been tipped off and subs in pretending to be the guy.
Oh, no.
Hey, I'm good at talking to ladies.
I bet. This is going to go really well.
That's what happens today. And spoiler, the conversation does get derailed.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's not Jose's fault.
Thank you.
It never is.
Someone,
isn't that amazing?
Well, someone else is in the room with him.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
And it just does not go well. As always, text into 78592. Let us know what you thought about it after you hear your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap. And weekday mornings on the 20s. Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hey, is this Brandy?
Yes. Who is this?
Hey, this is Tyler. You sent me your number on Bumble, remember?
Oh, yeah. Hi. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. It's great to hear your voice. You sound so pretty. I just wanted to call because I was going to text out this big novel, and I figured, you know, it'd probably be like a four-hour conversation. It would take maybe 2 minutes if I just called real quick. I hope that's okay.
Yeah, totally.
Totally. Well, are you still down for this weekend? Did you want to go out?
Yeah, that would be great.
Awesome. I'm excited.
He's on a date.
What? I'm sorry. What is that?
I'm sorry. That's Ollie. He's my pet parrot.
He's
kind of a talker sometimes. Sorry about that.
That's cute. Parrots are so fun. I had one when I was a kid.
Yeah. Oh, he's really cute. Just sometimes he's kind of chatty.
Obvious. He's on a date with Dana.
No, Ollie. I told you that Dana and I aren't seeing each other anymore. This is Brandy. Okay, buddy? Sorry about that.
Is everything okay?
Yeah. I just, you know, I went out one day with a girl named Dana once, and he can't stop talking about it. It's very embarrassing.
Dana's your wife. What? Dana's your wife.
You have a wife? Is that true?
No.
It wasn't in your profile that you were married before?
No, that's not true. Ollie likes to exaggerate things and embarrass me. He's a little prankster. He's a smart bird, okay?
Okay.
Anyways, I was thinking we could meet up at like 7 o'clock. There's a really cool bar by my place that I really like.
What? That's where you met your wife.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Brandy. Give me one more second. He's joking, but he's definitely crossing a line right now.
Oh my God.
I'll be right back. I'm sorry. Ollie, again, not my wife. We just went on one date together.
If you say so.
Ollie.
Why did you say that?
I'm sorry. He really knows how to get under my feathers, okay? And yeah, that was a bird joke. Just trying to lighten the mood.
Yeah, that was really funny. This is really kind of awkward and weird.
Yeah, this is getting out of hand. I agree. I should probably get off the phone now before he says some other ridiculous made-up stuff. But let's just meet at the bar at 7, like I was saying. I can send an address.
Cheater! Cheater! You're a cheater!
Oh, my God.
You know, I don't think I can make it that night, so I'm going to have to check my schedule.
She's lying.
Wow.
Excuse me?
Please, Brandy, don't hang up. There's a lot going on right now. Let me just address this real quick. Ollie, she's not lying, okay?
She's a liar.
Don't you talk about her that way, Ollie.
Yeah, she's lying.
Ollie.
What did he say?
Oh, don't worry about him. He's joking. He said that you can make it. You're just making an excuse up now.
Okay.
I know. It's not the truth.
Thinks you're a weirdo. Weirdo.
She does not think I'm a weirdo, Ollie.
What is going
on? You're the weirdo, you weird bird. Shut up. Sorry.
You know, I really need to go. This is not what I want.
Dana, don't go.
Uh-oh, not her name. Mark, not her name.
No, I meant to say Brandy. Dana's my wife.
Excuse me?
The girl that I dated once a long time. Shut up, Ollie! Shut up!
It sounds like your parrot is the one that's telling the truth and that you're lying.
No. Are you? Come on. You're going to believe a parrot over a human? That's silly. Come on.
This is really awkward for me. I'm really uncomfortable being on the phone when you're fighting with your bird.
I know.
You don't have to call me back. It's really okay.
It's a prank phone call.
I'm sorry, what?
It's a phone tap.
Did you hear that?
We pranked her good.
What is going on?
This is actually a joke. My name's Jose from the radio show Brick and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, your friend Natalie set you up. She said you finally met a guy who you thought was normal on Bumble. So, obviously, we had to mess with you.
I can't believe he was yelling at his parents.
Yeah, things got a little squawkward. That was me. That was a real joke I just made up. By the way, I am single. If you want to hang out, I'm on Bumble.
Like I said, I gotta check my schedule.
Come on! I need a parrot, man.
Oh, she's lying.
Shut up, Molly. I swear to God.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Only on Movin' 92.5.